She just ain't no, she just ain't me.
It's WMFO in Medford, just a little bit after 10 a.m. I'm Mike. I'm going to have another Mike, Mike Barry, on the phone in just a second. Let me just tell you a bit about that last set that I played. Started off with new noise from Smitty and the Fez Tones. Brand new single called Buzz Kill Baby. Just after that, the Bay City Rollers from a collection. They came out in 1974 called The Definitive Collection. That was Rock and Roll Love Letter. I heard Sal Baglio's band play that a couple of years ago at an international pop festival, and I'm thinking, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. Who did that? I couldn't think of it. It was the Bay City Rollers. Ringo Starr in the third song of the set from 1992's Goodnight Vienna. That was Only You and You Alone, one of my favorite Ringo songs. Albert Hammond Jr., a big favorite of mine from a record he did in 2018 called Francis Trouble. That was Rocky's Late Night. And just heard some wonderful stuff from Boston artist Eileen Springer. She did a record in 2021 called Relentless, and that was She Just Ain't Me. And I want to tell you that she is doing a video for that song tomorrow. It's going to happen at 11 a.m. in Stowe, Massachusetts, 29 Pine Ridge Road in Stowe. I don't know if you're going to be around Stowe, Mass, but if you'd like to be in a video, you could do that. That was Eileen Springer, and She Just Ain't Me. All right, I'm happy to welcome our friend Michael Barry to the show. Hi, Michael. What's going on?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Really good. It's really funny because we never call each other Michael, but we just did.
I know. We're so formal.
I know. What are we doing that for?
It's very good of you to take time to talk about music that's 20 years old when there's so much else more important going on in the world.
What could you be talking about? I don't know. I don't know.
The new gymnasium single.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up later in the show.
I know. The great Charles Hanson on guitar.
Great Charles Hanson. Yeah.
Great player. Great
Absolutely. Player. So you mentioned 20 years. It's a 20-year anniversary of a band, of an album that came out from a band you were in called Super Genius.
Yeah, 20 years. Can you believe it?
2003. I did the quick math there. So what were you doing back in 2003? What were you like? And did you have anything to do? I bet you did. Did you have anything to do with the name of this band, which is awesome, Super Genius? How'd that come about?
Well, that was just a little Wild E. Coyote joke, to be honest.
Okay.
It didn't translate. It's an interesting thing. That was kind of a funny transition period for me, and also, honestly, for the music business a little bit. I know if you think back a little bit, you'll remember that was sort of when we were entering the beginning of the new sort of digital distribution phase. C was maybe the beginning of the end of the old world of CDs and cassettes.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Original vinyl era, you know?
Yep.
And I was in the beginning of thinking about starting a small studio, and I had stopped playing, you know, in a band around Boston called Pook Stew, which is basically a live-based band, and started to work on a new recording of my songs at the studio Rear Window, which is in Brookline, which is owned by the great guitar player Milt Reeder. And he and Dean Casale, the guitar player and bass player, and one big version of Baron Switfield and the Savages, you know, they had a couple of hits in that.
Yeah. They did, yeah.
And so I met, through Milt, met my now longtime bud, Dave Maddox, and we went into Rear Window to start recording those tracks, and we kind of, like, hit it off, Dave and I in particular. And it was at the same time I was deciding to, you know, sort of start a little studio because I had gotten married and had just become a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so focus was sort of shifting, you know. And that first Super Genius record ended up really basically becoming the first project out of Babyland Studio, because Dave and I took the tracks that we recorded at Rear Window, which is basically live band, four-piece, and I built the studio while he and I were sort of messing around, overdubbing that, and sort of creating the thing that we ended up doing for the next 20 years or so, which is recording in for a lot of his projects and mine and many others that you're probably familiar with now. But that was the first record.
And that's Babyland Studios, right, that you're a producer at?
I own it.
You own it. And what you do there is you produce bands. Yeah. And you produce all these bands that come through Babyland.
Yeah, most of them, and I record a lot of them. You know a bunch of them.
Yep.
But we started, and a ton of stuff for Dave, as you know, because he's very busy. And he's recorded other artists that I didn't produce. He's recorded Deb Cowan out of there and many others. Feast of Fiddles records he does from my place in UK and a lot of UK folk projects.
So
we were surprised when we were done with it that Track Records signed it, and there you go.
Hey, listen, we're going to play a couple of songs from this Super Genius album. It's, you know, I told you yesterday it sounded great, and you said it sounds dated, you said. To you, it sounds dated. To me, it's new to me. It doesn't sound like that. Now, you still didn't tell me. Super Genius came from where? How did that come about, that name?
Oh, it's just little self-deprecating humor, you know, a little okay. Wile E. Coyote stuff.
All right.
That joke did not translate to the UK, you know.
Well, I mean, I just saw Super Genius and I thought Mike Barry and it makes sense. You know what I mean? It's just so you.
You mean that I wouldn't mean it?
No.
You mean that I wouldn't mean what I was saying, Michael? Is that what you mean?
I don't know what I mean. What do I mean? I don't know. I love the name. Let's just leave it at that. So,
it's just so funny that Wile E. Coyote had that on his card, you know, because he kept losing.
Right. Well, that's the whole point.
But it was a joke that didn't necessarily translate to the UK, but they did like it. Bob Harris played it a lot, which was nice of him.
Very, very nice. So you said you're going to reveal some secrets about Super Genius. Do tell.
Oh, well, what song are you playing?
First one we're going to do is Just Another Boy and Girl.
Oh, that's a nice one. Not too many dark secrets about that one. I did learn a lesson about that one. That was one that Bob Harris did play. I learned an interesting lesson about that. We didn't play a lot, Super Genius, but we did play a little bit. And we played a place in an old, tiny Irish bar in Boston called Chairman Oak.
Okay.
And it was a woman from Ireland who was in Boston at the time, and she came to the show, and we didn't play that song because I was having trouble remembering the chords to it. and I didn't think anything of it because, you know, it's me. I'm a super genius, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. And so I just made the set list thinking, like, what do I want to play tonight? And when we finished, I got off stage, and she wasn't real happy. It was like I came to hear that song, and it was sort of, you know, a little bit of an eye-opening experience to me to think about maybe what the audience wanted instead of what I wanted. But that's how's that?
And did you write that song for a particular person or reason for it?
Oh, well, That song was sort of my transition song from my old life to my new life, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got a duet thing going on there. Tell us about the other voice in the song.
Well, that is the wonderful Ramona Silver, who sometimes goes by the nickname Sherry. But she's one of my favorite local singers. And she came in, and she's one of the many people who helped with that first record. She's the great voice on that and a couple of other songs. She's on Nothing Is In My Head, and my memory's gone a little bit. I'm super genius. So.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time ago.
That's the fab Ramona Silver.
All right, cool. So we're going to play another track from that, too, that you chose called Careen, Careen, which means nothing to me. Help me out here. What is Careen?
Careen is a pet name I had for a friend. It's a woman's name. Her name is not Careen, but it always felt like it should be to me because it was like being on a roller coaster dealing with her. And so that was my little tribute to her. I had always in my mind thought of her as being named Careen, but it's not really her name. But a funny story with that song, that song ended up in Drumhead magazine because the awesome Jonathan Mover, who's played drums for Aretha and I think, maybe Satriani, I can't remember. But he's a huge Dave Maddox fan, as we all are, and the drum part in Careen is pretty great. So there's an issue of Drumhead magazine with a big transcription that Jonathan did of Dave's drum part in Careen, which is kind of fun. But the other story you and I talked about was that the guitar player in the band had his own career at the time, completely unrelated to my career.
Right.
And that song is just, you know, bass, drums, my guitar, Milt's guitar, but there's one solo lead track on it. But while he was playing that guitar track, his Kareem was essentially trying to kill him. And he was in an ISO booth in the studio, not my studio, a different one. And his Kareem was trying to get through the door,
yeah,
to the ISO booth.
Okay.
And then when she failed at that, she ran around the outside and was banging on the wall of the ISO booth from another room. So that's one take. I don't know if you can hear it, but around 56 seconds into the song, you'll hear this one guitar take, and then it comes back at the end. But Milt got only one shot at that, and then when he finished it, because his Kareem was on the other wall, he left his guitar and ran out of the studio through the other door.
I see.
So that was it. That's all we had for Kareem. So starting around 56 seconds, and then later on at the end. So just a little bit funny. We each had our own Kareem.
All right.
Time,
a little note for the audience. Kareem will be the second song that we'll play. So 56 seconds in, you want to see if you can hear that. And by the way, ISO booth is isolation booth, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So a smaller room inside a bigger studio that you could put one person in. He was in there with his guitar and his amp up very, very loud. And you probably can't hear his Kareem banging and screaming, but it was going on.
Unbelievable. So, all right. So we're going to play those songs after we learn a little bit more about you. We mentioned that you that you own Babyland Studios and you do a lot of producing around here. But, Mike, you're also a singer-songwriter in your own right, and you released a record. Is it 2 years ago now that you did that? I'm not sure, but you also produce Lily Black. I think you manage them too, and the drummer in that band is your son Liam. And
that's correct. Yeah. Also playing now with Mr. Stan Martin's band, subbing into the great Jeff Allison, who's fallen ill a little bit, and so until Jeff comes back, you can see Liam with Stan Martin's band.
Okay, very cool. Must be nice to have.
He produced the famous Grouse EP coming out, just came out now, Nikki Lucarelli.
Good old Nikki. Thank you for introducing us to her.
Nikki's got more coming out.
That's great. We'll be playing it.
The famous Grouse EP is absolutely fabulous. That's Elizabeth Steen and Jude Heichelbeck. They've got a 3-song EP that also has Mr. Maddox on drums and the great Mr. Duke Levine on one song. That's just come out, so people should check that out. Well, fabulous stuff. Famous Grouse.
They'll hear it here. They'll hear it here with me at WMFO for sure.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem at all. So we mentioned that you have your own records that you do. You do some producing. But tonight, you're going to be playing bass with a band called Field. What is it?
Field Bass. So
Field
happy
Day.
About that.
Yeah, you're playing bass tonight at the Cantab. How did you?
I know. The Cantab is back.
Yeah. How did you get into playing with, or do you always do this? I mean, have you played with them for a while?
No, I'm the new guy.
Okay.
Field Day is the great Joan Anderman, who many people know, and the equally great Dan Zadick, and drummer Chuck Hargraves, also great, and their bass player Phil, who I actually don't know. He's a great bass player, but I guess he decided he wanted to take a break, and so I'm their solution until they come up with something better, which I imagine would be about anything,
even though
I'm a super genius.
There's the self-deprecation again, everybody. There it is, if you missed it.
I heard the Cantab is a new bathroom. I saw a picture of everything. Nicole's keeping us all supplied with pictures of new bathrooms. So
I'm always excited about a new bathroom.
The new improved Cantab with the new PA, I heard.
Very, very nice.
That'll be 10:30 night. Great show. I think it's starting at 9. Cantab.
Okay, and you guys go on at 10:30?
I think Field Day is on at 10:30, but there's a bunch of bands, and you should get there early and buy a lot of stuff and then buy all the merch and help everyone.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm going to try to go.
You're a good man.
So I hope to see you there.
That'd be great.
And, I can't wait. So, all right. So let's get back to Super Genius. Let me spin those tracks. The first one I want to do is Just Another Boy and Girl that we talked about, that great duet that we talked about, and then the song Kareem. That's the one at 56 seconds in, we might hear something there.
You'll hear a guitar solo, but it's a bit ramshackle, and you'll get it, but it's perfect, isn't it? I mean, what are the odds? I wrote a song about a woman I always thought of, and she's a friend. You know, this isn't a relationship. But and then, you know, I mean, and the whole thing just careened.
It does.
Meanwhile, Dave Maddox kept this all, like, anchored down with the drum track that was so good it ended up transcribing Drumhead magazine while the rest of us clowns are getting things thrown at us. And, you know, really, there was only one super genius in Super Genius, and it wasn't me.
Well, it sounds like so much fun, and I don't believe you. I'm just saying. All right, everybody, let's hear the first of the two songs. It'll be Just Another Boy and Girl, then Corrine. This is Super Genius right here at WMFO in Medford.
How it never came to an end.
WMFO in Medford. All right, we just heard two from the band Super Genius and our friend Mike Barry, who's making noise there on the phone. So that came out 20 years ago in 2003. The album is self-titled, called Super Genius. Heard Just Another Boy and Girl, and we heard Kareen. And Mike, I got to tell you, and I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, there's some great performances on there, both musicianship and singing. Nice job. Nice job with all of you.
How about that Ramona Silver, huh?
Honest to God, that's great. I mean, all of it sounds... I'm going to explore the rest of the record, and I hope other people too.
Thanks.
Do you know if this is available 20 years out to be able to purchase or stream? Do you know?
Oh, sure, man. It's still out there. It's well, the version that came out on Track Records, when Mr. Ian Grant. Track Records is the label that the Who started on, and Ian Grant came to own it. He was the manager for the band Big Country.
Oh, okay.
Big Country,
cool.
Ended up on Track. So he owned Track. He had the old catalog, plus they had Arthur Brown, you know, Arthur Brown.
Yeah.
And he had Big Country. And so there's a version of that that he put out. They had a different cover, and they called the record The Cult of Money. That was the single they first put out.
All right.
So there's our version, and then... which is my version, our version, the American one, with the yellow cover on it.
Right. That's the one I got.
Yeah, that is still available on all the services, both Super Genius records, because there was another one in 2007. Actually, through Super Genius is how I met Sid Straw, and Sid sang in a lot of the songs on the 2007 record. But not surprisingly, Ian did eventually forgive me because he's a gentleman, Mr. Grant, but he wasn't real happy because he set up a tour for Super Genius and we didn't go. I didn't go.
Okay.
And I actually blew two chances to tour that because he then gave me another chance because he controlled, he's another band called Casbah Club around that time, 2003, 2000.
Not sure.
Well, a couple guys from Big Country, Brzezicki and Watson, and then Bruce Foxton from The Jam, and he had the catalog, and he offered me that I could come front that band and do, you know, what they were doing was a little bit of some Big Country songs, some Jam songs, and then I would do the Super Genius songs because they figured I could sing the Big Country stuff. But I also didn't do that. So they managed to you know, find perfectly good people without me. But so twice I blew touring the Super Genius Records.
All right. Well, you can't change the past, right? It is what it is.
Wouldn't change it.
Wouldn't change it. That's even better. All right,
I'm Super Genius, remember?
I do remember. I don't know. Maybe you forgot, but I remember. Anyway, I love that music that you did way back then. I love your music now. Let's remind people tonight, supposedly starting at 10:30, but get there earlier at the...
Well, there's a lot of bands. Yeah, the show starts, it's a regular show. It starts early. Field Day is going on at the end. So Field Day is on at 10:30. I'm really, really pleased to be playing with them because John and Dan and Chuck are so great.
Yep.
And I've seen them so many times, and when Phil quit, I was like, hey guys, you think maybe I could play bass?
I think you could. All right, yeah. So this is at the newly spiffed Cantab Lounge in Cambridge. Mike is playing bass with Field Day, and I'm going to try to go. I hope some other people make it out there, too. We can say hello. Michael, thank you. Or Mike, who are you? Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Really enjoyed learning about Super Genius. Hadn't heard of it before.
Thank you so much, Mike, and to the whole MFO family, and congratulations to Smitty and Bad Marriage and Gymnasium and everyone with new music. It all sounds great. What a beautiful and vibrant and wonderful music scene we have here. And maybe we can all keep working and try to save the world because it needs it.
It does need it. It does need it. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it so much. All right. Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye, all.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So that was Mike Barry. And just wonderful, as always, to speak with him. And at 10:29 in the morning, I have brand new noise from another Boston band. I do, and so happy about it. This is Stormstress, a trio of women, power rock stuff. And this is brand new from them. It is a, I guess I'd call it a power ballad. This is just beautiful, brand new from Stormstress. This is called Fall With You. It's new noise at WMFO.
There's something about the way you look at me. There's something about the way we laugh. I tell myself, girl, you've been there before. But I can't shake this feeling I have. You reach out your hand, calling out from the other side. Over the edge and fall with you. I wanna
go and so far away. Just 13 years old. You'd sit in your room as the record played and dream of going gold. Remember your dad with a smile on his face, pretending he was a Ramone. And Ma was singing, "Do you wanna dance? Thank God for rock and roll." Does rock and roll forget? Does rock and roll forget? Does rock and roll make you mad? Does rock and roll make you sad? Does rock and roll make a man? Is rock and roll your best friend? All the times that you had when rock and roll met your dad. Now all you kids and sing about teenage kids and shout out rock and roll. Don't let them make you trade your guitar licks for someone else's clothes. May one day soon the songs you can be heard around the world. Does rock and roll forget? Does rock and roll forget? Dance no more, but once in a while you swear you see her there when Dee Dee counts to four. Does rock and roll forget? Does rock and roll forget? Does rock and roll make you mad? Does rock and roll make you sad? When rock and roll met you dead. When rock and roll met you dead.
white robes and weary souls walking from end to end in a storm. Shame, it seems that the bottom's near. Stand tall, don't fall, fight the fear. Holding on with trembling legs, five toes leave five more in a storm. With every step, a short misstep, I stray. Don't look down, no, don't look down. There's a peak where the eyes can see, 10,000 miles away. Below, tiny specks in flames, the view from the top makes you say. At sea, wind hasn't blown for days. They're afraid, staring above at an empty sail. Below, water still, they've lost their will. Holding on, they start to roll. Wind hasn't blown for days. They're afraid, with every stroke, the shore. Approach of sand and the shore. Whoa, there is shore.
There's a peak where the eyes can see. 10,000 miles away. Below, tiny specks in planes. The view from the top makes you say, we'll be right back.
my God. It's Mike on the mic here at WMFO 1056. Just played four songs. Started out with Stormstress, brand new noise called Fall With You. The Peppermint Kicks from Boston as well. When Rock and Roll Met Your Dad. Six Fox Whiskey from Boston as well. From their latest album called Nadia, there was Oh Yeah. And just heard what I'm schwitzing here from watching that and listening to that. John Wasson was the composer called Caravan. I saw a movie called Whiplash, right? Came out in 2014, stars Miles Teller, who is a drummer in real life. They played that. Song's called Caravan. Rent that movie called Whiplash. Came out in 2014. You won't regret it. All right, at 10:57, gonna leave you with brand new noise from Boston's Gymnasium, and then stay tuned for Something About the Women today with Kirsten. This is WMFO. Thanks so much for listening.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.